Proudly we hail. From New York City, where the American stage begins, here is another program of a cast of outstanding players. Public service time has been made available by this station for your Army to bring you this story. As proudly we hail the United States Army. Our story is entitled, The Visitor. This is the story of a soldier and the unusual way in which he learns the true meaning of his work. Our first act curtain will rise in just one moment, but first, well, I've got a question to ask all you gals out there. Say, tell me, gals, are you kind of tired of the same old office routine? Well, okay, now you can get away from it all. Join the Women's Army Corps. You can travel all over the world, meet new friends, and see new places. That's right, in the Women's Army Corps, you can escape from the humdrum routine of your present life. Visit real exciting places in your country and abroad. So why don't you join the WAC? You visit your local United States Army recruiting station. Remember, gals, you'll enjoy life more in the Women's Army Corps.
You ferryboat whistle, blow. And a happy bon voyage to you, too. You know, it's funny how things change. And yet they don't really change. Like that whistle on this ferryboat. Right now, it sounds a lot different than it did a few months ago. To me, that is. What I'm trying to say is that the way things seem depends on how a person feels when he comes in contact with them. Today, that whistle sounds to me like it's laughing. But 3 months ago, when I heard it for the first time, it sounded blue, just like I felt. And I must have looked it, too, because after the boat left the slip and started across the bay, the gate tender got kind of curious.
What's the matter, soldier? Seems sort of down in the dumps.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh. Hey, you're new, ain't you?
Yeah, I am.
I thought so. Don't remember ever carrying you across the island. How do you like Oregon?
Oregon? Well, gee, I've only seen it from the inside of a railroad car, but believe me, that is enough. Nothing but trees. Trees, and more trees. It's a great big lumber yard. That's Oregon.
Yeah, it might be so. But here you're on the Pacific coast. Got the ocean, too.
Oh, yeah, that's a great combination. Water and wood.
You joining a AAA battery on the island?
Yeah, that's what my orders say.
Well, you won't have any trouble getting used to that place. Even if there is a lot of wood and water. No, sir.
It was about 11 at night then. I'd been traveling for 5 days from my training camp to this, my first assignment. Man, I was beat. As I looked across the black water to the scattered lights on the island in the bay, I couldn't help but feel that the ferryboat gate tender was wrong. And as it turned out, he was. He was dead wrong.
Well, so long, soldier. You'll find the early room in the big house right up the road there. Good luck.
Come in.
Private Harry McGregor reporting for duty, Sergeant.
Oh, yes. Been expecting you, McGregor. I'm Sergeant Daly, First Sergeant. Got your orders there?
Yeah. Here they are.
Okay, McGregor. Welcome to D Battery of the 513th Anti-Aircraft Artillery Battalion. We're glad to have you.
Thanks, Sergeant.
Now, I know you're tired after that long trip from Fort Bliss, so we'll get you bedded down. At first, maybe you could go for some breadbasket ammo, right?
What?
Breadbasket ammo eats chow.
Oh, sure. You bet I could.
Okay, follow me. There's a cook on duty making coffee and sandwiches for the guard detail. He should be able to dig up something for you.
At the The mention of that magic word, chow, my spirit sort of picked up a little bit. First Sergeant seemed to be a nice guy. But as we walked along, what I saw made me open my tired eyes.
What's the matter, McGregor?
Well, Sergeant, I don't get it. Just what kind of a place is this?
What kind? Oh, I better explain. Well, this island we're on was given to the Army for its use as it sees fit. Now, because of its strategic location, the Army decided to make a triple-A outpost out of it. I take it you've had gun training at Fort Bliss.
Yeah. 90 and 120 millimeter.
Well, this is 90 millimeter battalion, and we're not here for training purposes only. The ammo out there in our ready bunkers isn't dummy rounds. We're one outfit in the Army. It's ready for action 24 hours a day. Now, there's an opening in the number one gun section, and that's what you'll feel.
Here's your snack, soldier.
Snack?
Sure, charcoal broiled steak. When do you get a load of a full-fledged meal, huh, Tommy?
We do our best. A place like this is kind of inspiring.
Yeah, it sure is. You go ahead and eat, McGregor. I'll check to see if your section has a bed ready for you.
That steak tasted as good as it looked. And when I drained the last drop of coffee, I lit a cigarette and I leaned back. From where I sat, I saw what the sergeant had meant about a beautiful view. There was a full moon. About 100 yards off, I saw the sands and the water kind of glistening silvery in the moonlight. Phew, this was a good setup, all right. It's like something you read about. Still, somehow underneath, I felt a little bit uneasy. I didn't have a chance to think about it, though, because the first sergeant returned and he took me upstairs.
All right, here we are. McGregor, meet PFC Joe Davis, your roommate.
Oh, glad to meet you, McGregor.
Oh, hiya. I'll leave you now. Your section sergeant will take over tomorrow morning. He's on duty now.
Okay, Sarge.
Where are you from, Mac?
Fort Bliss.
I mean, what town?
Oh, I'm from Pittsburgh, PA.
City of Steel, huh?
Yeah, so they say. Is this my bunk here?
Yeah, that's it. What do you think of our setup here?
Well, seems pretty nice.
You said it. This room here used to be a guest room. Be my guest?
Huh? Oh, sure.
Yes, sir. I bet there's nothing else like this in the whole Army. You're joining a lucky bunch. A great bunch, too, Mac. We're a great big happy family. I wouldn't trade it for anything. Well, you've been here a while. You'll see what I mean.
Joe was right. The outfit was like a big happy family. I could tell it by the way they greeted me, just a newcomer, the very next morning at chow.
Hiya, Mac.
Glad to have you.
Yeah, make yourself at home and have some flapjacks, just like the kind mother used to make.
Come on, sit down, Mac, and tell us about yourself.
But they were also a bunch that knew their business, as I found out at the gun position later that morning.
Targets, right field of fire. From right to left, commence tracking. Match pointers and go on a remote. Section 8 rounds. Commence firing. Cease tracking. Center field of fire. Very good, men. Take a 10-minute break. Hey, McGregor, come here a minute, will you? What do you think of our section?
Well, Sergeant, they're a lot different than our section in training.
That's right. These guys have been doing this every day for months. There's 13 tons of gun there worth $100,000. But it wouldn't mean anything unless there was this crew of trained men to make it talk. You probably have never seen an Army outpost like this before. But remember this. These guys like it here, sure. And they want to stay. But nobody stays unless he's put out. All the way. Get me?
Yeah. Sure, Sarge. I get you.
Good. Now move up to the elevation setter position. I want to see what they taught you at Bliss.
As Sergeant White suggested, I did put out the next few weeks. On my time off, I studied field manuals, I asked questions, did whatever I could to improve myself. Hey, don't get me wrong. I'm not an eager beaver, but I enlisted for a reason. And if I could pick up a few stripes, I wouldn't be bashful about taking them and the extra dough. I worked hard. But there came a day when I decided to relax a little bit.
Well, finally. I was wondering when you were going to break down and have some fun.
Yeah, I'm going to take a weekend pass, see what's cooking around here. Joe, what's the liveliest town around?
Maybe Tilson. Hey, but look, Mac, some of us guys in this section are renting a boat, and we're going to do some deep-sea fishing. You want to come along?
Are you kidding? Fish? Only kind of fish I like is the kind I hook with a fork off a plate,
No, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, fun? You call that fun, sitting and waiting for something to happen? Oh, no, sir, I like excitement. And I'm going to get it. Look out, Tilson, here I come.
Morning, Mac. Pass the cream, will you?
Okay, Joe. Here you are.
Thanks. Say, how'd your weekend in Tilson turn out?
Well, I'll tell you in one word. Nothing.
Well, what was the matter?
Oh, it's a nice, quiet town, all right. Nice, quiet town. It seems there's nothing on these people's minds either but fishing. That's all I heard, no matter where I went. Fish, 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 fish.
Well, that's how a lot of people out here make their living. It's important to them.
Yeah, sure. So what else is new besides the price of fish?
Oh, we got a preview movie on tonight in the day room. How about coming down to see it with me?
I don't know. What's playing? Anything exciting?
I would think so. It's got Marion Morrow in it.
Marion Morrow? Hey, you said it. You bet I'll be there. Marion Morrow. Now, there's a gal who's Betty Hutton, Betty Grable, and Jane Russell all rolled up in one.
And everything that's right would be wrong. If anything should happen to you.
Yelled out a song. For a few minutes, I'm enjoying myself again.
Would lose their light. The moon would be a sorry sight. And day would be as dark as the night. If anything should happen.
But on that island, there aren't always movies with Marion Morrow in them.
Hey, Mac. Come on, let's take a dip, huh? You know, you haven't been down to our beach since you've been here.
Well, I don't go for swimming.
Nor for boating, horseback riding, hiking, tennis, or golf. Boy, you got me beat. You live right here in the middle of a nature paradise, and you behave like a fish out of water.
Fish, please, don't even mention the word to me. Maybe that is it. I don't know. I never thought of it that way. Maybe I am just a fish out of water. Maybe that's why I just don't feel right here.
How's that?
I was raised on the south side of Pittsburgh. Now, there's a place that's always jumping. They don't roll up the sidewalks there as soon as it gets dark.
Well, how come you left it then?
I don't know. There was always something doing there, all right, but nothing that really, really meant anything. Yeah, I guess that's... I guess I wanted to do something that counts. That's why I joined the Army. I don't know if you know what I mean.
Oh, sure, I know.
Now, here, in this place... Well, I just don't go for all this outdoor nature stuff. And as far as the job goes, it's like everything else around here. The towns, the woods, the ocean. Nothing ever seems to happen.
It just seems that way.
Now, all we're doing is going through the motions. Joe, when I joined up, I wanted to get with an outfit that's really doing something. Like maybe the paratroopers or the infantry. But this, gee, waiting for something to happen.
Well, look, Mac, that's one way of looking at it. But you're not helping yourself any.
Well, how do you mean?
Well, let me put it this way. I was raised on a farm, but if I was assigned to a base near a city, I wouldn't let the fact that I know how to milk a cow keep me from learning how to jitterbug. That's one thing about the Army. You get around, you have a chance to see how other people live. If you're smart, you'll try to get something out of it.
Joe had a point, but I didn't see it then. Maybe I didn't want to see it. Yeah, it's strange. Strange how you don't see the woods for the trees until something comes along, something special. That really opens your eyes. I was to get the point, all right, but in a far different way than I could ever have imagined. Far different.
You are listening to the Proudly We Hail production of The Visitor, and we will return in just one moment for our second act curtain. Ask most anyone what they want out of life, and a great majority of the answers can be boiled down to just one word. That one word is happiness. Well, happiness is a lot of different things to a lot of different people, but basically, I guess you might say that it's the achievement of your goals. To be happy is to be successful in whatever you do. And in today's highly specialized world, training is the key to success. If you're a young man of service age, you can get free training worth thousands of dollars by enrolling now in your United States Army's new Reserve for You training program. Under this plan, you can enter the course of your choice and be trained in such interesting fields as X-ray operation, photography, automotive maintenance, and communications. So for complete information on how you can benefit from this program, you visit your local United States Army recruiting station. Team up with the Army, and you team up with success.
As time went on, I kept getting more and more depressed.
I guess it began to show because one day the first sergeant...
Come in.
You want to see me, Sergeant Daly?
Yeah, sit down, McGregor. I have something to talk to you about. I've just been looking over my pass roster, and I see you've had to pass only once since you've been here. To Tilfen, right?
Yeah, that's right, Sarge.
And I also notice that you're not taking part in any of the sports activities of the battery. What do you do in your time off?
Well, bunk fatigue mostly. I catch a few movies now and then. That's about it.
I see. Now, McGregor, I don't want you to think that we're trying to tell you what to do in your spare time. But in this outfit, and that goes for the whole Army, a good soldier is a happy soldier. And I have the feeling you're not.
Well, who says I'm not?
A first sergeant has ways of knowing things. Now, for instance, I know that the guys in your section aren't too hot about your not taking part in off-duty activities with them. They think you've got something against them.
Well, gee, what gives them that idea? No, I got nothing against them.
Maybe not, but that's what they think.
What do you want me to do?
Just one thing. Try to get out of yourself.
Now, wait a minute, Sarge. I do my duty, don't I?
Do you?
But, Sarge, I do my duty.
Yeah, sure, I know. You do your job. But, McGregor, sometimes duty is more than just doing your job. There's something you're going to have to learn in the Army. That's to get along with others. In one word, cooperate. Not only on the field, but off it as well. Now, if there's anything bothering you, why don't you get it off your chest? For your own sake, too.
I don't know, Sergeant. I guess it's the woods and the water being cut off like this with nothing ever happening and nobody caring about it one way or the other. When I was in that one-horse town at Tilson, I must have talked to 10 people. Not one of them even asked me what outfit I was with or nothing. They weren't interested. Nobody is. Sarge, we could rot here for all they care. When I joined the Army, I wanted to do something that had meaning, something that really counted.
You couldn't have come to a better place.
Yeah, what do? We wait, we drill, we wait and drill till we're blue in the face.
You're on guard for your country. Does that have no meaning?
Well, sure, Sarge. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to blow off like that.
No, I'm glad you did. Maybe it'll help you. Think over what I told you. Okay?
Yeah, okay, Sarge. I will. I got it off my chest, all right. But putting your thoughts into words doesn't always help you to get rid of them. The next day, I was sitting in the day room right after lunch when Joe Wilson came running in.
Hey, listen, everybody.
We're listening.
Guess what?
We've been transferred to the Navy. Well, come on, Joe, spill it.
We're getting a visitor. Marion Morrow.
The movie star? Hey, you're kidding.
No, it's on the bulletin board.
She's coming here to our island in the North Pacific? Some enchanted evening.
Now listen, what is she going to do here?
Entertain, naturally.
My dear Miss Morrow, I enjoyed your performance so very much. Will you please give me something to remember you by? Right here on these little old puckered up lips of mine.
Entertain. Hey, you guys must be real dopes or something.
Why, what do you mean, man?
Ah, you're dopes for believing she'll do anything other than stay just long enough to maybe sign her autograph and take off again so fast you won't even see her for seagull feathers. Yeah, you guys ought to know by now that the people back home don't care about us stuck way out here.
Come on, Mac, get off it, will you?
Oh, what do you mean? Look, get wise. It's just publicity. Splash it across the papers. Ah, the great Miss Morrow. She goes all out for the boys out there. Take my word for it, you better be on your toes if you want to see her. She's going to make it a real quickie.
Well, if all the guys were like you, I wouldn't blame her if she did. It's got into you anyway, Mac. You first came here, you seemed like a pretty nice guy. You better wise up to a few things.
For the rest of the day, Joe didn't talk to me. He was sore, and I really couldn't blame him. The next morning, after breakfast and before drill call, We're all sitting around outside the barracks.
Hey, look. That car pulling into the quadrangle. Is it? Hey, it is. It's Marion Morrow. Hey, come on.
It was her, all right. I could see her through the windows of the big Cadillac, wearing a trench coat and dark glasses and sitting next to some little guy. The car came to a stop, and Sergeant Daly came out.
All right, stand back, men. We have a little room here.
You're the first sergeant?
That's right.
I'm Jim Gordon, Miss Morrow's manager.
All right.
Sergeant, Miss Morrow's very tired. We've had a long drive, and I'd appreciate it if you could show her to her quarters right away.
Sure, I'll take you to special service right away.
Before anybody knew what was happening, she was hustled away. For a moment, I was tempted to give the fellas an I told you so spiel, but I thought better of that. They were pretty much disappointed already without my rubbing it in. We spent the morning leveling and synchronizing our gun and listening to I&E lectures. When we got back to the battery area and were dismissed, we stopped by to look at the bulletin board.
Hey, what time's the show scheduled for? Anybody know?
It's not posted yet. Hey, here comes the first. Maybe he knows.
Yeah, I can tell you. I got it right here. 2,100 hours in the day room.
What's that other list you got there, Sarge?
It might interest you, Wilson, the guard detail.
Uh-oh.
That's right. You're on it.
That means I don't get to see the show?
You and 11 others.
Among those 11 others was yours truly. And I have to admit, if you haven't guessed it by now, that in spite of my big talk to the guys, I was just as much hepped up about seeing her show as the others were. But now, well, now it was out of the question. In the Army, nothing stands in the way of guard duty. But around 2200 that evening, I began to get just a little bit restless. My post was about a couple of hundred yards away from the guardhouse, and as I drew near on one of my tours, I heard something coming from it.
All of me, why not take all of me? Can't you see I'm no good?
Post number one to post number two. Hey, Mac.
Post number two to post number one. Yeah, Atkins. Hey, what's going on?
The corporal of the guard just told me the OD gave Marion Morrow permission to go down to the guardhouse and do a show for the guys on guard detail.
All right. As you know, you men on the first relief have been relieved. But as for the reason, well, I better let the one who was responsible for it tell you. Miss Morrow.
Hi, fellas.
Hi.
Hi.
Boy.
Well, I can see that you're sort of puzzled, so I guess I better explain. When I heard about you sentries not being able to make the show in the day room tonight, I prevailed upon the officer of the day.
That's right.
I asked him to let me come down here to do a show for the guard detail. Okay?
It's great.
Okay. I'd like to sing a tune that I've chosen especially for your group because, well, I think it expresses better than anything else the way I and, well, all of us all over the country feel about what you fellas are doing for us. Okay. There's a somebody I'm longing to see. I hope that he turns out to be someone who'll watch over me.
I got the feeling goose-pimpy, the way she sang that song. She walked right up to the guys, singing to them as though she was talking to them. And you could see that she meant every word. And then she stopped before me.
Won't you tell him, please, put on some speed. Follow my lead. Oh, how I need someone who'll watch over me.
She looked long at me when she finished, with those big blue eyes that seemed to say something special to me. Well, that moment, at least, I thought so. I think I knew it. They seemed to say to me, I care. I care. But then all the fellas began to crowd around her.
Oh, we don't know how to thank you, Miss Morrow. Doing an extra show like this for the first relief, it was really swell.
Oh, I enjoyed it. Sergeant, is it all right with you if I talk with some of the fellas now?
Go right ahead.
For the next 15 minutes or so, she went around the room, stopping and talking with each of them. Until finally, She came to me.
Oh, don't get up. I'll just sit right here. What's your name?
PFC Harry McGregor.
Oh, I've heard about you. You're from Pittsburgh, aren't you?
Well, yeah, but how...
I've been there, but... Well, this is a lot different than the Smoky City, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose so.
But they tell me you don't seem to like it here too much.
Why, who?
And another thing I learned, you seem to think I came up here just for the publicity value.
Now, who's been shooting off his big mouth? Look, Miss Morrow, I'm sorry. I guess I did say that. See, I figured anybody would want to come up here to this out-of-the-way place must be wanting just to get something out of it. Why, nobody seems to have ever heard of this island, the AAA, or anything else. It's like we're cut off from the outside world. They don't seem to care about getting through to us. That is, except you.
Well, I think I know how you feel because, well, I felt the same way myself once, a few years ago. When I first came to Hollywood, I felt like a fish out of water, too, because, well, it was like no other place I'd ever been to. I had a brother in Korea then, a private in the infantry. Oh, I was proud of him for enlisting and doing what he was doing, and I thought the whole world should feel the same way about him. I thought somehow that people should come up to me and congratulate me for having such a fine brother, and, well, that's where I was wrong, in expecting them to do that. Well, I mean, I don't know if I'm making clear what I'm trying to say.
Oh, yes. Yes, Miss Morrow. You made it clear. Many things.
Well, Harry, I've got to go now. Goodbye and good luck.
Oh, Miss Marr, just one thing. Who told you all this about me?
A friend of yours, PFC Joe Wilson. And by the way, it was his idea to relieve you so you and your buddies could come down here.
Oh, I see. Yeah. He's a friend, all right. He's a real one.
Well, goodbye again, and if you ever come to Hollywood, look me up, okay?
You bet. You bet, Miss Marr.
Okay, bye, fellas.
So long. Bye.
Thanks a lot.
Well, the ferry boat's pulling into the slip. Nice timing. Finished my story right on the dot. Finished? Well, not quite. You see, I'm just taking off on a trip that's been awarded to me for being the Soldier of the Month. Yeah, when Marion Morrow left that night, she left a brand new soldier behind.
Today, your United States Army needs intelligent young men with ability and ambition. Does this description fit you? Can you qualify? Well, for full information on how you can fit in with the finest, check with your nearest United States Army recruiting station. Now remember, the United States Army needs you. This has been another program on Proudly We Hail, presented, transcribed in cooperation with this radio station. Proudly We Hail is produced by the Recruiting Publicity Center in New York for the United States Army, and this is Richard Hayes speaking, and inviting you to tune in the same station next week for another interesting story on Proudly We Hail.